Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having our good friend Bill Brandt back on the show. Bill is coming up on his 20th anniversary. We'll celebrate that a little bit later in the year. As a member of our Brain Trust, he's the president, CEO, founder of Development Specialist, Inc. He is a global leader, ladies and gentlemen. He's solving problems all over the world. He also is a pretty good hand in politics, and he's puts his money where his mouth is in terms of his time as a leader. And we're so happy that and fortunate to have him as part of our Brain Trust and to get some of his perspectives. And we appreciate him very much. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. Always a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. Folks, Bill, give you an idea about how busy Bill is. He just spent 25 days on the road going from the U.S. to Peru to all over the Pacific Rim, New Zealand, Samoa, Singapore, Hong Kong, and over a 25-day period. And all of these time, all these places he's going, he's helping them solve problems. He's meeting with some of the top people in the leadership of those communities and those business communities and governments. So, Bill, all that traveling, is there one overriding perspective of people, of humanity, of the 21st century that you could take away from any of this? What would you like to report to us?
The rise of China. As I go around these places, I went from Peru, as you pointed out, to New Zealand, and then spent some time in the Pacific Islands, Samoa, American Samoa, back to Singapore and Hong Kong. I am ever awed by the firm and continuing reach of China for development purposes and for influence purposes all over the world.
They're everywhere, aren't they? They're the 21st century Soviet Union, aren't they?
Well, or the 21st century United States. You know, it depends on your perspective. I'm not so sure that I would go to the Soviet Union part, but
I just meant from the standpoint of trying to infiltrate their agenda all over the world. The Soviet Union did that in the 20th century.
They did.
But in a different way. The Chinese are doing this from an economic standpoint, aren't they? They're using that leverage.
It is clear when you go to some of these places, Samoa being the most obvious when I was there, who was about to host the Asian Games in a stadium paid for by the Chinese, where the athletes will arrive at a brand new airport paid for by the Chinese, and stay in new hotels.
That's some of the infrastructure we've been hearing a lot about, folks. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, it is, and so it does not come without blowback. I mean, I sat down and talked to some of the educated millennials and young elites in Samoa and in other places, and to say there's an abiding paranoia or skepticism about the strings that come attached to this is an understatement.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, nobody else is free with money as the Chinese are, and as they say,
they need the money, don't they?
They need the money. They need the infrastructure, They're doing the best they can to try and figure out how to deal with the strings, but they'll take the money every time.
Well, and also you didn't mention the communication infrastructure. That's one of the things because without that, China doesn't really have the real leverage hammer, do they? They need to put up the communication system, the infrastructure, so they can jerk their chains with that, don't they?
Yeah, although I think the communication structure is something that's sort of out of the box already. When you get to any of these places, as remote as they may be, they are no longer one of the things of the 21st century. They're not remote. I mean, you can walk in any of the hotels and get cable. The Western industry.
No, but I'm talking about the infrastructure. Aren't they building out infrastructure or communication infrastructure in a lot of these countries and kind of hold them hostage and especially the ability to eavesdrop on what's going on there?
Well,
that's what they're known for, right?
you're talking about Hawaii, and Hawaii phones are used. I must tell you, I have a Hawaii Peruvian phone. Mm-hmm. When I'm in Peru, I use a Hawaii cell phone, and it works better than my Samsung and my iPhone. So
right.
They do work better on 5G. But, you're speaking of the cell communications. There is an overwhelming
yes.
level of communications from a variety of other sources. So that one isn't as decided
really?
As I would say is the hard stuff, which is the airports and the rest of it.
I think that's a little bit of news there, because I think most of us, we knew about the airports and the other stuff. But they can't control that as much. I would have thought I think most people thought that the real nexus of all of their control was the communication. But Bill, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, folks, we're going to get Bill to solve some other world problems, and we're going to talk a little. We're going to talk a little politics. I'm going to see what Bill thinks about the rise of socialism, the debate about socialism at least, and that'll be after the break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.